Be kind to nature. An announcement came over the huge speakers next to the stadium lights. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the 23rd annual Big Movie Night at the Broadwood Nature Reserve. Welcome, teachers and students from MS342, the William Heath School. A big cheer went up on the left side of the field. Welcome, teachers and students from Glover Academy. Another cheer went up, this time from the right side of the field. And welcome, teachers and students from the Beecher Prep School. Our whole group cheered as loudly as we could. We're thrilled to have you as our guests here tonight and thrilled that the weather is cooperating. In fact, can you believe what a beautiful night this is? Again, everyone whooped and hollered. So, as we prepare the movie, we do ask that you take a few moments to listen to this important announcement. The Broadwood Nature Reserve, as you know, is dedicated to preserving our natural resources and the environment. We ask that you leave no litter behind. Clean up after yourselves. Be kind to nature, and it will be kind to you. We ask that you keep in mind as you walk around the grounds, do not venture beyond the orange cones at the edges of the fairgrounds. Do not go into the cornfields or the woods. Please keep the free roaming to a minimum. Even if you don't feel like watching the movie, your fellow students may feel otherwise. So please be courteous. No talking, no playing music. No running around. The restrooms are located on the other side of the concession stands. After the movie is over, it will be quite dark. So we ask that all of you stay with your schools as you make your way back to your buses. Teachers, there's usually at least one lost party on big movie nights at Broadwood. Don't let it happen to you. So tonight's movie presentation will be The Sound of Music. I immediately started clapping, even though I'd seen it a few times before, because it was Via's favourite movie of all time. But I was surprised that a whole bunch of kids, not from Beecher, booed and hissed and laughed. Someone from the right side of the field even threw a soda can at the screen, which seemed to surprise Mr. Tushman. I saw him stand up and look in the direction of the can thrower, though I knew he couldn't see anything in the dark. The movie started playing right away. The stadium lights dimmed. Maria the nun was standing at the top of the mountain, twirling around and around. It had gotten chilly all of a sudden, so I put on my yellow Montauk hoodie and adjusted the volume on my hearing aids and leaned against my backpack and started watching. The hills are alive.